24 hours in central booking and then the tombs, I'm finally sitting in court awaiting the judge's sentencing. I've never sat overnight. Typically, my father or Spencer comes to bail me out. Not this time, and it's giving me a strange feeling. With all my priors, the judge should throw the book at me. But I'm Pierce Lancaster. I'll receive a slap on the hand because, let's face it, my father will make sure of it. "Mr. Lancaster, did you hear what I said?" Judge Maddox calls from the stand. I turn my head toward her. "I'm sorry, Your Honor. What did you say?"
"Mr. Lancaster, you've become somewhat of a constant in this courtroom. Have you gotten so comfortable that you don't feel inclined to answer the one person who holds your fate in their hand?"
"I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was looking for someone."
"Perhaps that person isn't coming, Mr. Lancaster. Has it occurred to you that your shenanigans might have been the final straw?"
I don't say anything. She's right.
"It's my decision that you shall be required to log 10 hours community service per week for the next 3 months. We'll consider your night as time served."
My shoulders droop. I'm thankful to be getting off so easily, especially without my father's presence.
"Mr. Lancaster, this is your last chance. The next time I find you in my courtroom, you will serve time. Plan on a minimum of 90 days upstate if you're back here within the next 12 months. Are we clear?"
I nod.
"Use your words, Mr. Lancaster?"
"Yes, Your Honor. Crystal clear." I'm released and ready to call for a ride when I round the corner and bump straight into Spencer. "A little late, bro. No worries, I didn't need you." His brow rises. "You think she decided to go easy on you for no reason? What, because you're Pierce Lancaster?" He mocks, and it feels like I'm being punched in the gut. "Get this straight. Nobody cares. You got a pass only because I made the call. But this is the last time." Spencer is seething. I haven't seen him this angry with me in a very long time. Not that it hasn't been building. With all our dad's health issues, it's been Spencer more and more. He's tired, I can see it in his eyes. "I'm sorry," I offer for the first time ever.
I get to the center early today, wanting to make sure all the stations are mapped out and volunteers are accounted for. We're one volunteer short, which means the newbie and I will have to tag team. I look over the list of volunteers and frown. Tanya, Courtney, Jaden, and Travis are scheduled to work today, none of which do a great job with the basketball station. As much as I hate the idea, any type of exercise and the chance to get on my leg is good for me. The more I use it, the faster I'll be back to normal. I glance at the clock. 10 minutes before our staff will begin to arrive, and I have everything ready to go. I check the computer once more for information from the courts about our newest volunteer. All I've been told is that his participation here is court-mandated. He must not have priors because they never send us volunteers with a criminal background. Still, I like to be sure of who I'm dealing with. I should have asked Carson.
"Hey, Linz!"
Courtney shouts from the hallway. "I'm back here," I call. Courtney comes around the corner, hair pulled into a high ponytail, blonde tendrils falling around her face. She's a pretty girl, but she's a bit of a ditz.
"Where am I at today?"
"I'm gonna put you at the art station," I answer.
"Awesome!"
Courtney is our resident artist. If it were her choice, she'd be there every day. Unfortunately for her, there are others who fight for it as it takes the least amount of effort.
"There's a new guy hanging around the entrance." Courtney wiggles her brows. "He's cute, too."
I roll my eyes. Courtney thinks any guy with two legs is attractive. Poor girl grew up in the sticks of Kentucky, and you'd think she's never seen a man before. I grin. "Court mandated. He's sure to be a winner." Her smile drops.
"I'm always attracted to the bad boys."
I can't help but chuckle. "Thanks for letting me know." I close the screen on my computer and stand. I'll go greet him and start the tour. Stretching, I let a groan escape. My muscles are tight, and I bounce on my feet, hoping to loosen up a bit. Coming around the corner, I stop in my tracks. This is bad. Pierce Lancaster.